take me through like the imagining moments of The Good Earth. When did this production kind of begin to take its places for you?
Well, the development of the show started in 2013. And I was inspired by a true story that happened here in Wales back in the 70s. What happened is, I don't know if you've heard of the Aberfan disaster. It happened in 1966, and basically it was awful, a slag heap from the mines collapsed on a primary school and killed over 100 children. And off the back of that, years later, all the mountains and slag heaps across Wales, both man-made and natural, were inspected to make sure that they were safe. Because here you have these sort of rows of cottages and houses at the foot of the mountains. And what happened here in the 70s is that this a natural mountain was thought to be dangerous, and this small group of really passionate villagers fought for the right to stay in their homes. And this went on for, I think, nearly 20 years. And it was a story that I found really inspirational and quite sort of, I suppose, contemporary as well, in that kind of fighting for identity. And so that started in 2013. And we just sort of took it slowly, year by year, doing some more research and bits of development up along the way. And that's kind of brought us to this point where it's sort of now fully developed and ready to be told, which is great. And we're really, really excited to not only be able to take it on tour in the UK, but to bring it to, you know, the States is really exciting for us. And that actually the music, because it's sewn together with Welsh folk music, and everything is live and a cappella. And those songs, funnily enough, were first recorded in New York by Smithsonian Folkways in the 50s. So it's kind of, it's really nice for us to have that link and celebrate that, because these songs, they're so traditional and they get lost so often. It's great for us to be able to keep them alive. And it's amazing that the person that recorded them was the son of a Welsh miner, but sort of went all the way to New York for us to know about them. So it was quite exciting for us to be on that journey as well.
Considering that, I mean, how do you think the New York audience is going to respond to this? Because, I mean, you guys got some great reviews back home. So taking it to New York is no small feat by itself. But now, are you guys kind of nervous? Or, like, what are the expectations going into your run in New York City?
Yeah, that's really, well, we're really excited, but we're, for sure, we're nervous because, you know, so much of the play is, you know, it's in Welsh dialect and the songs are all sung in Welsh, and we don't know if that's going to translate. And I think that will be something that we'll have to discover. I don't think we have any expectations of what to expect. I think it's really important for us that we that our audience there have a good time and enjoy the show. And I think, it's a really good question, Patrick.
That's okay.
We have no idea what to expect. We just we don't know. If some of it means something to some people, then that will be amazing. And if some people enjoy it, that will be amazing, but we have no idea.
So, to you, why do you think that this play is, aside from the fact that, I mean, you're like its mom, you know, why do you think that this production is a special one?
I think what's special about it is that, for me, at its core, it's about a group of people that are fighting for identity. And for some reason that really resonates with me. I think here there are lots of areas that are particularly underrepresented. Mm-hmm. So here in the UK, I feel that's why it's special, because it's not often that you get a new piece of work that in equal measure is brought together with song and physical theatre and new writing, and is from a post-industrial part of Wales. It's, you know, it's such a small part of the UK, and it's, you know, the poorest part of the UK, and it's often underrepresented, I feel. So here, I think that's why it's special. But in the States, I think maybe the reason why it's special is because the uniqueness of the Welsh folk songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that despite the story being intrinsically Welsh, I think it is pretty universal. I think, I hope that people will be able to identify with it on some level, outside of the UK for sure. But, you know, only our audiences will tell us that, and we certainly can't expect anything, because audiences are always much smarter than we think they are, so we should never expect anything. So, you know, I suppose they'll decide for us, and that'll be the telling of it. But we're really, really looking forward to finding that out, actually, and discovering whether it does translate overseas.
So I noticed something. I read a bunch of the reviews on the play, and most of them, 99.9% of them, were all like incredibly positive. But what I noticed, what was unique for me, was everyone was saying how heartbreaking it was, but then everyone was also saying how funny it was. So
yeah.
So how do you balance those two? I mean, because that's kind of like a slippery slope, and you seem to have done it beautifully. So how did you guys manage to have, first off, I mean, you guys got music, that's one thing, but then how do you manage to laugh and cry at the same time in this production?
I think that's a really good question. I think that's something that from the very beginning I was really sure to be mindful of, that, you know, if you're telling a story that is essentially a tragedy, if you start off on that place, you've got nowhere to go. But also I think that's particularly true to our sense of humour here. I think just that line between tragedy and comedy is so fine. And so as we went, we were just really, really, really careful in creating the piece to, because that seems to be more true to life, I think, as well. We're really mindful to always fight to find the balance between that as we went. And also, I just think, for me, I guess it's a taste thing, and in developing your taste as you sort of work more and develop more work, I find it more interesting to not know what to expect mm-hmm. of your of your actors and your characters. And I think when you're invested in a story, it's nice to be taken quite extremely from one moment to the next, I think, because it's really important, I think, that audiences are never, there are never any assumptions made on what they're going to think or feel. And so I think to really push to take them on that journey with you is really important. And of course, we've made a lot of mistakes. We've made a lot of mistakes, and we've got the balance wrong a lot. And again, this is something that we are nervous about, because, like you said, those reviews you've had here are great. But what we hope that that translates. But only the doing of the show will tell us whether that whether it works. Yeah. Or not overseas, and hopefully we're working really hard to make that the case, so that people will be able to laugh and cry with us.
Okay, so hypothetical question here. So we're going to kind of pretend that you have like superpowers in a way, okay? so the day of the play outside the Flea, theater, you've got people walking by, and they see the marquee, and they see the Good Earth, and they're kind of, like, on the fence. They want to see it, but they don't know. And you could kind of, like, be Jiminy Cricket, in a way, like, from Pinocchio, and get on their shoulder and kind of whisper something into their ear to get them into the show. Like, that bottom line, like, why should someone see this show? What would you say to them to get them in the theater?
Oh, God, Patrick, that's such a good question. That's such a hard question. What would I say to get them in the theatre? I would say, oh, gosh, that's such a hard question, Patrick. It's good, though. It's good. I would say you might never see a Welsh play again in New York City. And I would say, it's probably for us more interesting now to take this play overseas, given what's sort of happened in the past few weeks with Brexit. And I would say you're just going to have a good time. It's an exciting play. It's really exciting. It's vigorous. It's full of energy, and it's really, really, it's tiresome in the best possible way. And I think if someone wants to have a good time and be moved on whatever level that is, whether if it is having a good laugh or a cry, then they should come and sit down with us and watch the show and the singing. It's great to sing together. And the great thing about music is that you don't have to understand the words to understand what it means. And I think that's the beauty of song in telling a story across different languages.
Do you have anything else that you want to say about the production?
It's important for me to say that to the people that we're working with in helping us bring the show to the States have just been fantastic, and we're really excited to work with Jason Rost, who's our associate producer there, and has just been incredible, and we're really, really excited to bring the show there and to see how it translates to American audiences.